Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Carl Perkins brings us back. That's not Elvis. It sounds a little like him, but that's the original Carl Perkins. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel? JoelBarker.com?
Correct. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. JoelBarker.com. Folks, check it out. You can find out all the things that Joel does and writes about. His books are there. Go to StarThrower.com. You can find his films, which I encourage you to do, and anything with Joel's name on it, folks, will make you smarter when you consume it. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. Wildlife, there's some news that you're covering on challenges of our wildlife.
Yeah.
Obviously not squirrels.
Obviously not squirrels, that's right. or ducks.
Or my grandsons.
So here's the dilemma. We're getting very good at counting things, and we're getting very good at counting the number of species that we have on the planet and how they're doing. And the dilemma is that in fact, the headline reads this from New Scientist: wildlife numbers more than halved since 1970s in mass extinction. Huh. And what's happening is we are beginning to see our behavior really making species disappear forever.
Yeah.
And one of the things that people
including encroachment on their habitat.
Oh,
especially encroachment on their habitat.
Yeah. And also harvesting animals like rhinos and elephants for their tusks.
Oh yeah, now of course you're talking about global then. You're not talking about you say this report is global, it's not US.
No, it's global.
Okay,
This is worldwide.
Yeah.
Not just US. In fact, Brazil, the Amazon, which is extremely dense in terms of species, is really being encroached upon. So I thought you were actually talking about Brazil when you brought that up.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I learned in my studies of ecosystems and their importance to the future. People say, well, those are just a little rare thing. There weren't very many of them to begin with, so it doesn't make any difference to the ecosystem to have them disappear. And the answer, it turns out, is no.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, many of these rare species plug a gap that if they weren't there, pathogenic
in the cycle of life,
organisms would take that niche and then spread out to the rest of the ecosystem. So even though they're rare, it doesn't mean they aren't important. And that's what we're doing right now is we're knocking out the little ones and thinking, who cares, because they're so small, their numbers are so small to begin with. So
some of these things that are happening are just natural byproducts of human beings being human beings without any intent to harm.
Well, exactly. It's not like we said, let's go ahead and kill a whole bunch of
people. Well, of course, there are people like that. I mean, you talked about the poaching in Africa.
Yep.
Those are criminal things.
It is, but your point was really well taken, which is they don't say to themselves, let's go make the elephant extinct.
Right.
They say, let's go get some horns. Let's go get some tusks.
Uh-huh.
And the second order effect is, wait a minute, there aren't any more elephants to hurt.
But we do have solutions to that, because they're trying to make ecotourism as profitable for those poachers as the horns are.
Yeah, they're working on that, and the other thing that they're doing, which is kind of funny good, is they're putting up drones. And these drones go up at night with infrared sights, and they can send the
technology.
Soldiers. Exactly. Yep. So that we are now starting to save, especially in the nighttime things.
All we need to do is put a laser on those drones, and when we see the poachers, we just zap them. Just turn them into little crispy critters, right?
Listen, they're talking about arming them. But and if you think about it, we owe it to the elephants, because they have been an important part of our ecosystem. We are here partially because of the elephants.
Let me tell you what bothers me a little bit, Joel. In the United States, you look at a beautiful forested area that a developer wants to put put something in, a subdivision or a commercial property or something.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to do I'm trying to think of the guy's name, I'll say his name in a minute. He said, build a house of the hill, not on the hill.
Oh, that was Frankfurt, right?
Frankfurt, right, is what I'm trying to say, yeah. And yeah. So if we would build those commercial properties or those subdivisions of the property, we wouldn't mow every tree and every hedgerow down.
No, you'd see them as the assets.
Right. Yeah. Because if you mow them all down, you're going to lose your rufous sodatojis. Because they like the shrubs.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were saying, so you were naming a bird?
I was, rufous sodatoji. No, they're beautiful. But if you get rid of all the underbrush, they're gone.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm one man speaking for rufous sodatojis.
You are, and we need.
And they, don't have tusks either. They don't have tusks either.
That's right.
Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Okay.
Joe Barker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Check out his website, joelbarker.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.